Forget the Super Bowl. The U.S. Figure Skating Championships are underway in Spokane, Washington. The competition heats up today. And USA Today columnist and author Christine Brennan is covering the competition. Christine, good to talk with you again.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Let's talk about who's not there. Michelle Kwan.
Yeah, and this is a big deal. For 12 years, she's been on top of this sport. The 9-time U.S. national champ, 5-time world champ, 2-time Olympic medalist. Right now, though, she couldn't be further away from Spokane, Washington. She's in China with Karen Hughes from the State Department as America's first public diplomacy envoy. She's actually going into the world of diplomacy, which maybe after dealing with all those figure skating judges. I know, it's an interesting one.
I just have to ask, if you're Michelle Kwan, couldn't you have called up the State Department and asked them to make it a couple weeks earlier, a couple weeks later?
Well, in some ways, I don't know if this is a metaphor for not only where she is in her life, but where figure skating is in its, you know, in the scheduling and the way things are going for skating. You know, Michelle Kwan, this has been such a part of her life. She's 26. She'll be 27 in July. And while she has not retired, Steve, she's, you know, you don't make comebacks in figure skating, the sport of little girls and those triple jumps when you're 26 or 27 years old.
Another big name, Sasha Cohen, is taking the year off.
She is. I would be, again, very surprised if she ever returns. But it's hard after the Olympics. There's so many things out there. For Sasha, it's been Hollywood and red carpets, and she wants to be an actress. And so she's missing. And I think in our society, there's such a cult of personality in sports, and we know big names, whether it's Tiger Woods or here, this sport, figure skating. Now, the two biggest names in the sport, Michelle Kwan, Sasha Cohen, gone, which makes it a very interesting national championship.
I understand Sasha Baron Cohen also will not be making the championship
which
this
is probably
year.
A good thing. Yeah.
Sad, sad thing. But who's going to be there? Who are you looking for?
Well, Kimmy Meisner is the 17-year-old reigning world champ who has not yet won a national title. So it's kind of backwards. Normally you win a national title, then you win the world championship. And then there's Emily Hughes. I think a lot of people remember Emily because she was at the Olympics. She's Sarah Hughes' younger sister. She's not the favorite, but if Kimmy Meisner has trouble, Emily Hughes could sweep in there and win a national title.
What are you looking for on the men's side?
Evan Lysacek, Johnny Weir. Those names also familiar from the Olympic Games. Johnny Weir is the incredibly beautiful, flamboyant, artistic skater with a story to match and quotes and all the controversy, wearing the Russia CCCP jacket at the Olympics while representing the United States. A real character. But he's always faltered on the biggest stage. He actually finished behind Evan Lysacek from Chicago in both the Olympics and the World Championships. I think Evan Lysacek could get Johnny Weir this time. If Johnny Weir wins this competition, it will be his fourth straight national title, tying Brian Boitano, going all the way back to 88, as the most nationals for a man since Boitano.
When people who run figure skating look at their sport and the way it's progressing, do they feel that it is gaining ground or losing ground compared to other sports?
I think it's losing ground. The TV ratings, which were astronomical during the days of Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, the ratings have fallen, and it's been a precipitous drop. That's not unusual in all sports, but the TV contract is running out. The big names, of course, as we said, are gone. The Spokane is going to have great attendance, and they'll have a lot of popularity there. But I think the sport is looking for something new and different.
Christine Brennan writes for USA Today and is author of a memoir called Best Seat in the House.